You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this Tuesday, so it's time now for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, where we review the JSE trading day. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with Shenet.co.za. Let's go back to Omnia, Greg. We spoke about it on the opening this morning. Omnia was the big story, 98% fall in this and 24 million operating profit. I'm only laughing because it's sort of just such a tiny number for such a great company. And 664 million profit versus 407 million loss this year. It's a big turnaround. I wonder what could have happened in 1 year. It's not all to do with elections and agricultural prices in Zimbabwe. I'm sorry.
Yes, I mean, an interesting thing is the stock actually ended up 11, just close to 12% higher.
No.
And I think probably, I think it's again one of those short squeeze situations. The management put on quite a good presentation. One or two colleagues that were there. And exactly what you just said now, we didn't really get an explanation of why things have gone so badly.
Hmm.
But yeah, they seem to have spun a believable story to the market for the time being. But I think a lot of people were very, very big in short positions. I did have a few people covering this morning,
yeah,
just feeling a little uneasy. And then, you know, the covering started small and then it snowballed, sort of melt upwards. Saw a high point of 40 Rand, finished at 38 Rand 39. Turnover was 678,000, which there is the problem. It's such a thin volume that inevitably.
678,000 shares or Rand's worth trade?
678,000 shares, which is nearly 26 million Rand, 1,400 different deals.
That's, I was going to say.
It's tiny bits and pieces which you're trading all the time.
Okay, anything else today on the SENS announcements since we last spoke this morning? Okay, we've got
an interesting one.
Just before you go on, I'm going to test you on the Silverbridge Holdings Limited. Silverbridge.
You always manage to find one which I don't know.
JSE always manages to find one that I don't know. Silverbridge Holdings Limited trading statement came out at 1624.
That's the code there.
SVB.
Oh, come on, who makes codes like this? Yes, it traded at 75 cents just post the trading statement. Bid for 10,000 at 60, offered at 98. Market cap of 26 billion. So I think I can be forgiven for this one.
Okay, Metrofeld Holdings Limited came out with a strategic review, which is more or less a trading statement. Looks as though the share price was punished after this so-called strategic review. Metrofeld Holdings Limited.
Yeah, stock down 2.8% at the end of the day, closing at 1.70 Rand. Although I'm looking through the trades, it was actually before 4 o'clock. It was actually trading a little bit low, so maybe this trading update was not as bad as the market was expecting. Low price today, 1.59, closing 1.70, closing actually on its high. That's a tiny turnover, 24,000 shares, 40,000 Rand worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else? Sense.
Yeah, there was a company called Trustco. I think we have spoken about on the shadow before.
Yes.
Interesting kind of new development in the way these SENS announcements are going, but subject line, response to misleading statements in the media on Trustco's reviewed financial statements. And then they go into quite detail, and somebody must have, I haven't come across it, but I think people have been on social media quite negative about the company, calling into question the value of the of land which they own in Namibia, which I think is a tricky thing to value. And we always know, you know, any type of property is tricky to value until someone writes you a check for it. But they kind of, it's almost they protest of too much, really. So it'll be interesting to see how the share reacts.
It says the following, and it came out at 10 to 5, actually, Greg. It says the following. It says, it is with concern that the company takes note of the ill-informed opinions of some commentators who have maliciously labelled the reclassification, as referred to above, as unethical, or insinuated similar practices to recent corporate failures in South Africa. It has been the policy of the company not to respond to media critics, but the malicious nature of certain of these recent publications demand a response. They're obviously, they're very baity about this.
Somebody must have said it's a Namibian Steinhoff, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty humorous.
Some drunk journalist came up with something that they didn't like. They're looking for the next story, the next Omnia, the next Tongod, the next Steinhoff, the next EOH, and they targeted this one. But yes, these people are really, really cross about it.
Yeah. That news obviously came out just as we were going into the closing auction. The ship finished down 2.3%, R7.81. I mean, let's give them the benefit of the doubt for the time being. The market will be the final judge. And I see the high price today was R8.38, so it did come down. Also very thin volume, 17,000 shares, R136,000.
If I sound slightly distanced from you, Greg, it's because after their first innings, Australia achieved 285 for 7 in the Cricket World Cup, and England after 24 overs are 105 for 4. Yeah, so they're under a little bit of pressure. They were 53 for 4 at one point, but I can't bear the Australians beating the English on home soil. I really can't. I mean, I don't know what your feeling is towards Antipodeans, but in this case, when it comes to cricket, I couldn't care less about them.
Yeah, I know. My grandmother's born in London, so I'll have to side with England.
Okay, good. Let's go now to the indexes. How did we close, please?
Yes, let's go through them. Actually, a bit of a negative day. Banks down 1%, financials down 0.57, industrials down 0.64, retailers down 1.5%, gold, island of green and a sea of red, up 1.1%, platinum on those Amplats numbers up 5%.
Wow.
The resource index up 0.25%. That's a little disappointing. I thought it would have done more. That left the all share down 0.7, down 413 points. So quite frustrating, all of this, because we just reached that 59,000 towards the end of last week. Now we're back at 58,343. Turnover again disappointing, 15.2 billion.
Yeah, okay. I spoke to John Bickard earlier on today. He's on holiday at the moment, but I'm speaking to him next Thursday, Greg, so it'll be on one of our podcasts next Thursday, which will be something to listen to. So it's 9 days,
definitely.
9 days to wait. And I said to him, and in a cryptic message, I said, if you could take the two numbers 1 and 7, what arrangement would you assign to them from October to today? And, of course, 17 it was in October, and now 71.
Yeah.
8 months later. Extraordinary story.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg, we've done quite well there. Let's have a look at the spot prices. While I'm trying to get them up, maybe you could tell us a few other stories from the JSE day.
You know, it's an interesting one, and we're probably going to go through the top five and up and down and so on. But the one which is going to come up is Sasol.
Yes.
It finished the day down 4%, at R350. It did make a low of R348. I haven't seen the report, but there are brokers telling me, an analyst at Standard Bank who's been sort of quite sort of correct in most of his pronouncements, put out a sort of negative report on Sasol in the market, really taking – it just shows the power of a really good analyst. Knocked the share back R15. The oil price and the rand more or less the same, so I assume it's mostly on that.
Dollar rand is 14.31, British pound against the rand is 18.19, euro rand is 16.28, and the euro dollar 113.80, just backing off from that 114 level that we spoke about this morning. If we have a look at the gold price, 14.30 up 10. Just getting the feeling there might be a pullback coming up now because it's been so meteoric, but anyway, let's hope not. The platinum price is just down a dollar to 8.13. The palladium price is up 6 to 15.34, and the oil price 65.52. Mr. Trump sent out a very early morning tweet when he was a bit grumpy, saying any show of force by Iran will be met with total destruction or something like that. Yes, yeah, that's very statesmanlike of him. 65.52.
Someone has to say.
No, they don't. 65.52 Brent crude oil up 54 cents per barrel. Give us the international markets, if you would, Greg.
Yeah, the Dow has opened quite sharply down. It was about 85 points down to opening. It's rallied a little bit, down 34 points at the moment. The FTSE still trading away. That's up about 8 points. No real news there. See, the Nasdaq is down about 50 points, so that's interesting. The S&P down 9 points.
Okay, let's have a look at the top five major moves to the upside and the downside on the JSE Securities Exchange, according to sharenet.co.za's front page. And I'm looking at a familiar story, Greg. Anglo-American Platinum. They should actually call it Anglo-American PGMs from now on. But anyway, Anglo-Platts, 5.5% up. Fantastic. Implats, 5% higher. Sibanye, 5% higher, nearly. Northam, 4.75%. And that Polish property company up 4.5%. But the top four, fascinating stuff.
That reminds me of that movie in the 90s called The Usual Suspects. And they're all up there.
Wasn't that a gangster film, or rather a spoof gangster film?
Something like that, yeah. But at Anglo-Platts, certainly the starring role there at the front. Impala, always a good second lead actor, and Sibanye always there to dazzle the people. Up another 4.8%. Sibanye actually got over 17 Rand and it finished at 16.85. I think what's interesting about watching these trades, and we're saying they're up and all, but the volumes have increased so much. Something like Sibanye, 17 million shares, that's 286 million Rand. That's really quite big for a company. It's just outside the top 40 on a day where the turnover is 15 billion. So there's gold shares certainly in play.
On the downside, you mentioned Sasol already, down 4.1% because of a piece of analysis by Standard Bank's analyst. Maybe I'll get hold of him tomorrow. Motus, down 4.1%. Truworths is a 3.75% loser. Itel, forget about that. Mr. Price, down 2.5%. So we've got Truworths and Mr. Price on the downside. I wonder why that is, because the Rand's nice and steady.
Yeah, it just seems to be. I mean, we were saying that retail index was down over 1.5%. Something's really troubling that space. And I mean, we watched Massmart fall quite a bit as well. That was down nearly another 2% today. So, yes, people are just probably stepping back from these retail stocks. That Motus, kind of a theme from yesterday where a lot of the transport sort of based stocks were all sold off, and that theme continued.
What is your attitude as we finish on the market side of our conversation? What is your attitude towards political correctness, Greg? Do you find yourself occasionally saying, actually, I want to say this, but I've got to pull back a little bit?
Yes, very often. I mean, you know, sometimes things just have to be said because they're the truth, really, but people get too offended too easily these days.
Yeah, they do. And the reason I'm saying that is because I was watching a fantastic football match the other night between Sweden and Canada in the Women's World Cup. And it suddenly struck me that I should say something about the comparison between the men's game and the women's game. And I started typing it and I thought, no, I can't do that. People have become so over politically correct and so pious almost. They've almost become pious that this whole political correctness thing has... It's like a pernicious influence on my life.
Definitely. And I mean, and I think that social media sort of magnified all of that because now we've all got a voice. We've all got our followers and you could say something. And I mean, you just think of the penny sparrows of this world and that kind of thing, you know, which is obviously an extreme example. But sometimes something could be meant tongue in cheek and just in good humor and just to get a few followers to smile, and can be taken in the wrong context, and one can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, people have said to me today that I'm watching England versus Australia in the Cricket World Cup. There's two World Cups going on at the moment now. And there are two Australian fellows who were banned because of cheating. I mean, they can call it ball tampering as much as they like. They were cheating. And there was all this outcry about, oh, the England fans mustn't boo them and they mustn't be nasty and it's unsporting. What a load of rubbish. Boo them? They're Australians, for goodness sake. And I thought to myself, well, this has gone... Yeah. Maybe there'll be a backlash, Greg.
Well, the English football fans are notoriously hard on the opposition with their chants, which are so well organised to target. And, you know, cricket's famous for its sledging.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So just hope that type of thing that, you know, doesn't disappear from sport.
No, sledge away, you know, I say.
Sure.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.